verse from Ephesians 2:10. Where do you hear this one? Hi, I'm Martin Zender. Still coming to you from high atop the post office, across from the bank, down the road from the library and the grocery store that sells my grapes. Ephesians 2:10. For his achievement are we. Stop right there. Anything that we are is because God has achieved it in us, good and bad. God is using us, you maybe didn't realize this, as a display to the celestial world, the messengers and the angels. Oh yeah, Ephesians 3:10. Go across the page here. Speaking of God who creates all, he's going to make known to the sovereignties and authorities among the celestials, through the ecclesia, the church, the multifarious wisdom of God. God is making known his wisdom among the celestials through us. And that wisdom includes the interplay between good and evil. If God is in the business of grace today, then we become a display of grace. Now, this is going to be a big hit to some of you, but in order to display grace, you have to be unworthy of God's favor. So, what's your end of that equation? The unworthiness. And his end is the favor. So, we're an achievement of God, a display of his grace, I believe, because of our unworthiness. So, why are you wringing your hands over the fact that I'm so unworthy? Of course, you're God's achievement. Let him show what he can do with an unworthy vessel. If you were worthy, then you would be boring to the celestial world. They'd be, yeah, there's another worthy guy. But the celestials look on and see God lauding favors upon jerks and idiots, and they go, wow, they cannot believe it. It's amazing. They're astounded at the goodness of God. So do your part, would you? Back to Ephesians 2:10. For his achievement are we, being created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God makes ready beforehand that we should be walking in them. This is an amazing verse. God makes good works ready beforehand. Now, we're not aware of this. God hides the fact from us that he is the one planning our walk ahead of us. We always say, well, God goes before us. Well, we don't know how literal that is. God is timeless. And so he makes ready these things that we're to do, and then we walk into it. According to our perspective, the thing hasn't happened yet, right? Let me think of a good work. The old traditional one, helping the old lady across the street. We see the situation, we go over, we aid the woman, and that's a good work. Well, God arranged the whole circumstance. He brought the traffic to a certain way. He brought the old woman to the certain place at the certain time. He had you leave your house. All these things you're unaware of, the coercion of God, but he makes it ready beforehand. When you walk in it, you think it's happening right then, but it's not. It was prepared beforehand for you to walk in it. That's why Paul ends up saying in Romans 3, there's no boasting in this. Anything we have, any good thing we have in God, there's no boasting in it because, well, man, I should just keep reading. It's right here in Ephesians. Let's go back up a couple verses to verse 8. For in grace through faith are you saved. This is not out of you. It is God's approach present, not of works, lest anyone should be boasting. If you contributed to your salvation, like the Christian religion tells you you do, then you have room to boast. You may not outwardly or overtly boast, but nevertheless, you would have reason to boast. There are many people who are boasters who don't boast. It's the way they carry themselves. It's the way they look down on others. You just know that they did something that nobody else could do. They believed in and nobody else could manage the feat. Not many people could anyway. They're a part of an exclusive club, namely those who have believed in Jesus Christ. But you know, that was God's present to them. That was not out of them. It was not of their work. It was not of their belief. And the fact that they have a boastful attitude is proof that they do not realize this. Because no one should boast when they know the truth. For his achievement are we, being created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God makes ready beforehand that we should be walking in them. Somebody may say, well, at least we walk in them. You have to admit we do walk in them. Well, Proverbs, I think it's chapter 20, says a man's steps are ordered by the Lord. So not you can't even lay claim to the steps that cause you to walk into the achievement. Now, the amazing thing about all this is that God will still reward us for doing the good work. Yes, we're all going to receive applause from God for whatever we did, and we'll be like the three stooges. They look behind them when somebody says, "Gentlemen," they look behind them. What? God's going to say, "Congratulations on this good work," and we'll look behind. What good work? What do you mean? Well, you made it beforehand for me to walk in it. You caused me to walk in it, and now you're giving me an award for it. And he'll say, "Yes, precisely." And the applause will continue, and the celestials will really be marveling then. Woo! Look what God did with those people. Stick with me. We got a few more days left of this week. Is today Wednesday? Tomorrow's Thursday. We'll see you. Thanks.